For you to win in life, you need faith. And faith comes by hearing God's word. The message you're about to listen to from the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, will set you on a course for a life of total victory.
Okay, today we're starting the series, Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. Was the choir wonderful this morning? Let's put our hands together for them as they are going to their seat. You can do better than that. Let's appreciate them. Praise God. So we're looking at success secrets I learned from a failure. One of the things we established in the first service, in all the services, I'll be teaching different things. So I will encourage you to get the CDs. If you were not in the first service, get the CD. Even if you were in the first service, get the CD. Those are things you need to hear over and over again. All right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Let's start from there. 1 John 5, 4. If you have a Bible, quickly open it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. DJ, oh yeah. Okay, it's on the screen. It says, I want us to read it together, as a matter of fact. If you are there, read from your Bible. If not, you can look at the screen. Let's read after the count of 2. 1, 2, go. Some people did not read out loud. Don't read in your mind. Don't listen to other people's reading. It's important that the words come out of your own mouth. I've taught this over and over again. It's a scriptural principle. Joshua 1:8. It said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. There is power when the word of God comes out of your own mouth. Praise God. So now say it out. You know, read it out. 1, 2, go. One translation says, whatsoever is born of God is a world champion. Praise God. I like that. Amen. He's a world champion. You know, for you to be a world champion, you know, it's no joke. Amen. Local champions are many. We have many local champions. In your village is a local champion. Amen. We have many local champions. We're talking about a world champion. I remember in my primary school, we had a world champion, you know, but he was still operating locally. He's like the biggest bully in my primary school then. You know, biggest bully. You don't look for his trouble for any reason. So one day, there were two guys from another school that kept terrorizing people from my primary school. Whenever they were going home, they would stand on the road and be obtaining people. Those days, if you know what I'm talking about, they'd be obtaining people. That means they see you pass, they just take it in your pockets. So we had to go and call our world champion. And there were two of them. The two guys that were terrorizing people, they were twins. So there were two. My world champion came, harassed the two of them. One of them brought a screwdriver and said, I will choke you. Permit the grammar. That's how they said it. I'm just quoting. So I will choke you. And the guy said, choke me. Terrorize them. And they dropped the screwdriver and ran. And from that, they didn't terrorize us again. Amen. So there are many local champions, but there are few world champions. And guess who God says you are? He says you're a world champion. That's why I know that your success will transcend this country. It will even transcend this generation. Amen. You're a world champion. He said, whatsoever is born of God. There's a reason why they use whatsoever. Ordinarily, I should have thought they should have used whosoever. But they used whatsoever. Why? Because whatsoever includes animate and inanimate objects. If they had used whosoever, that would mean that your business might not be a world champion, but you are a world champion. No. But they use whatsoever. That includes you as a person. That includes your business. That includes your marriage. That includes everything about your life. Praise God. He said, whatsoever comes out of God, whatsoever is born of God, overcomes the world. So you're already a success. You are already an overcomer. If you are born of God. Oh, I don't mean natural, being born naturally. If you are born naturally, then you are born of man. So that is not, there's no guarantees. But when you are born of God, that's why we ask people, are you born again? That's what the whole phrase means. It means you are now born into the family of God. You are now born of God. So when you have that spiritual birth, or you are born of God, is now settled. By birth, you are a winner. Praise God. By birth, you are what? A winner. That means if you follow your spiritual instincts naturally, you will just succeed. So in the kingdom of God, failure is actually the exception. Success is the norm. In the natural world, success is the exception. Failure is the norm. So we have many failures, then a few people that stand out, that everybody celebrates. But in the kingdom of God, that's supposed to be so. In the kingdom, we are all supposed to be stars. In your own field. Hallelujah. So failure is the exception in the kingdom. Success is the norm. So that's what made me begin to say, I have to study failures. Because in the kingdom, it's failures we need to study. The successes, there is no success secrets. Like I told them in the first service, we run a business school. Every time we bring successful business people to come and speak, all of them share the same, as if they know each other. They share exactly the same principles. In other words, those things are not secrets anymore. The success secrets are not secrets. Because you hear the same story from every success story. So I began to say, what makes somebody fail? So failures began to intrigue me. I became interested in failures. So how do people achieve failure? So that's how we came about success secrets I learned from a failure. So in the first service, we looked at the first one. The first one we looked at was that failures are industrialists. Failures are manufacturers. Failures are heavyweight producers. They manufacture excuses. They produce excuses at an incredible rate. They have large factories that manufacture excuses per second. You can't be a failure without excuses. Most people that are failures make excuses. And in the first service, we had a divorce ceremony. Everybody in that service divorced excuses. If you are not here, please get the CD and use to divorce your excuse. What is the excuse you are giving yourself for not being the best you can be? That same thing that you call an excuse is what somebody is calling his reason to succeed. Praise God. As an African or a Nigerian, common one you give, there's no light. The Indians and Lebanese that own all the factories from Apapa down to Oshodi, they know that. Some of them came from countries where they had light to countries where they didn't have light. So if that's your excuse, it's not valid. Somebody else can say, I didn't go to school. Woo! Most of the mega rich people in the world today didn't go to school. What other excuse do you want to give? I don't have capital. There's nobody that they give back to with capital. Everybody made capital here. Praise God. What excuse do you want to give? I'm black. There are many black billionaires. Anything you want to call an excuse today, somebody has succeeded in spite of it. So get the CD. I can't go into all the teachings. In this service, I'll look at the second law. Matthew chapter 6. I'll probably be able to look at two things in this service. Matthew chapter 6. Popular scripture, verse 33. The second major principle we'll look at, Matthew 6, 33. It says, but seek ye what? I can't hear you. Seek ye what? Can you do it louder? Seek ye what? First. The second principle, or the second secret I learned from failures, is they don't have a sense of priority. Priority. Failures often do last what others do first. How many of you know people that fail in exam, they read, or people that they catch cheating in exam hall, they read? Only that they are reading during the paper. That's the problem. The guy wants to read it. He has a textbook. He wants to read it. In fact, he can even buy the textbook, but he wants to read it during the exam when the question is out. That's not his time to read. He lacks a sense of priority. Look at the average arm robber. How many of you, look, the exact qualities that make somebody an arm robber is the exact qualities so that person succeed. For instance, to be an arm robber, you must plan. Nobody just robs spontaneously. There must be a plan. That means every arm robber wakes up and says, you know what we'll do? Now, look at them. Look at planning. You know what we'll do? We'll rob a car because we need a getaway car. And we can't use our car that we drive normally. So we'll rob a car first. Yes. See planning. Then they will decide. Arm robbers, their areas arm robbers don't rob because other robbers live there. So when you go and rob them, you say, oh, but why did they steal? I just thieved this thing yesterday. So they prospect. Arm robbers do prospecting. They have a target market. So they say, these are the areas, these are the people who rob. Thirdly, they have incredible boldness. For you to decide to go and rob, you have boldness. You're able to step out by faith, not knowing how things will work, but you step out believing that you will have the upper hand in the battle. Praise God. Then they get equipment. They know that if we're going to rob, we can't just use our mouth. We can't just tell somebody, give me your money. So they go and buy a gun. These guys are successful. They could have done all these things in a good business. All these things are what the successful people do. They prospect, they plan, they prepare. They dress for the job. You know you dress for success, Abi? If you're going for an interview, there's a way you should not dress, Abi. Everybody dresses for the job. Can you say everybody dress like, can you say everybody dress like me? Say, give me your money. You say, bros, you can't see my, I don't look like I remember. But when you see the guy, the way he's dressed. These guys are successful. They are practicing all the principles, just with the wrong priority. Failures have a wrong sense of priority. They usually put the first things last and the last things first. I've studied them over and over again. I see how people that are failures are committed to things that are not relevant. They are committed to it. I've seen people that are committed to watching other people play football. That guy is fulfilling his own dream. There's nothing wrong with watching football if you have the spare time. But some people, you hear commitments like Man U for life. That's a lot of commitment as far as I'm concerned. The only person that has my for life is Jesus Christ. Because he gave his life for me. I change clubs when necessary. I used to be a Liverpool fan. That was many years ago. Since about 2 years ago, I became a Man City fan. I have jersey. If they misbehave, I give them first warning, second warning, by third warning, I buy another jersey. Life is too short to be upsetting myself. Somebody are upsetting themselves. You understand? They are upsetting themselves. See, Asna has not won in the past 12 years. What are you still waiting for? Go join the winning team. You see, I've determined to be happy in this life. You understand? See, being happy in this life is your responsibility, all right? Nobody else is going to seek that for you. It's your own responsibility. Praise God. It's totally your responsibility. And Man City, they better continue winning. If they don't win next season, I give them one first warning. They don't win that one, third one, I've moved. The only person that has me for life is Jesus Christ. Praise God. I see failures committed to the wrong things at the wrong time. Like I used to say when I talk about love in marriage, there are people that are man you for life, but they can't keep a wife for life. Marriage for 3 years, but man you for life. And they forgive man you. When man you lose, they forgive man you. But when their wife misbehaves, they don't forgive her. Wrong priority. It should be your wife for life, man you for now. Because why would somebody be man you for 10 years and he's not married for, he can't keep him married for 10 years? Priority. God said here, Matthew 6:33, he said, seek first. They didn't just say seek God. No, they say first. They put it there first in order. First in priority. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, and all other things shall be what? Added. Seek first. Many people are not fulfilled and they're not happy in their life. Listen to me very carefully. If it's money you think, if you're seeking money first, I can tell you right now, there's no fulfillment at the end of that journey. If you are seeking fame or popularity first, there's no fulfillment at the end of that journey. If you know how many popular stars, how many rich people have died of substance abuse and drug overdose and all those things. Because there's an emptiness that only God can fill. And God is the one that gave you your life as a gift. And he's telling you the best way. I don't even understand it. I see people that don't argue with the Nokia manual, but they argue with life manual. How many of you know your Bible is your life manual? Oh, look, the Bible can never go out of fashion. Praise God. There is nothing you want to discover. There is no principle that is working that is not found in this book. This book is ever current. It's the manual for life. So I see people, they will read a Nokia manual and they will obey without arguing. They will obey without debating. They will obey without saying anything. They will just obey the Nokia manual. Then you show them something from the life manual. And all of a sudden, they want to argue it. That who say you cannot have sex before marriage? You say it. If Nokia talks to you, you don't argue. Your Apple manual, you don't argue with it. Your BlackBerry manual, you don't argue with it. But you're arguing with the life manual. For everything that was created, there was a creator. If you were created, guess what? Somebody created you. Should not be a big revelation. You didn't just appear, my friend. And the person has put a manual that this is the best way you will get how you get the best out of life. Seek first the kingdom of God. You need to constantly check what is the priority in your life. If you don't keep your priorities in focus, you will always get distracted. Why? Because there are three levels of things. Some things are important, but they are not urgent. Some things are urgent, but they are not important. There are some things that are urgent and important. You need to know how to put them in priority, or else a failure focuses on things that will have no bearing in the long run. What's the essence of speed if you're headed in the wrong direction? It's only Nigeria, not even Nigeria. I usually hear that men don't like to ask for directions. I find that very, very funny. I don't have that kind of problem. I always hear it. Women sometimes complain about that. That if you're in the car with a man and he doesn't know the way, he doesn't like to ask. I've been in a car with a man that didn't want to ask and he got lost. So I wonder, I don't have that kind of problem. I don't want to go in a direction if I'm not, I'm going to get to where I'm going. I would rather even ask three people before I move than to move and not know the way. Why wouldn't you want to ask? Praise God. A sense of priority. Jesus Christ said, how many of you intending to build a tower will not first sit down and count the cost? Priority. What is important? Going to urinate might be urgent, but it's not important in the grand scheme of things. Praise God. Telling your wife I love you is important, but it's not urgent. But if you don't tell her continuously, after a while, it will become both urgent and important. And by that time, it might be late. So you see, if you just follow things based on how they pop up and how important they appear at that time, you will never plan ahead. Your rent at the beginning is never urgent, but it's important. If you leave it for a long time, it will get to become urgent and important. Most people live on that frequency. They allow things pile up because they never plan. They never sit down and project into the future. They don't put priorities right. The first thing they said you should build your life on here is the understanding of your relationship with God. Why? Because God made you. God knows the best way your life can turn out. God knows the only way you can be fulfilled is by... See, this microphone, the only way this microphone... Look, I can do a lot of things with this microphone. I can kill a cockroach with this microphone. How many of you know that? I can even beat a human being with this microphone. But what they're saying is this. The only way this mic can be fulfilled is when it does what it was created to do. You can do many things with your life, but the only way you'll be fulfilled is when you do what God wants you to do with your life, what He created you for. And the moment you find it and bring it under God, that's fulfillment. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Another interesting guy in the Bible is the guy called Solomon. They made Solomon a king. Some other people, their first priority would be to launch a car. So I'm a king. I need a very bad ride. I need escorts. I need a bad phone. A king can't be carrying just ordinary phone. But the first thing Solomon did was he asked God for wisdom. Priority. There are many people here that want to, maybe you want to start a business. And you, what have you learned? Africans, sometimes we like to learn by mistake. I hear people say things like, experience is the best teacher. Don't ever say that again. Experience is the best teacher. How many of you want to experience divorce? To know how bad it is. Can I see your hand? I'll pray with you right now. Oh, don't just say anything you hear, please. Think through some things. How many people want to express what HIV is like? To know that you should not sleep around. How many of you like that? I can pray for you. How many would like to experience what it's like for to be sick, to be seriously sick, to be bedridden? So that you know how not to eat rubbish and how to do some exercise. Experience is the teacher of fools. People that refuse to learn by instruction, they learn by destruction. The only way experience is a good teacher is if it's under person's experience. Experience is the best teacher. Are you kidding me? Instruction is the best teacher. How many would like to experience an accident to know that it's important to wear your seatbelt? You want to fly out of the windscreen first? To say, oh boy, I nearly die now. Hey, experience is a good teacher. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Put the seatbelt. Learn by instruction. It's better. It's safer. Praise God. Learn by example. Example is the best teacher. Let me tell you, neighbor, example is the best teacher. In school, when they teach you something, what's the next thing teacher does? Gives on the board. Example. He doesn't teach you and say, oh, yeah, try it. Fail first. When you are failed, now let me come and give you an example. No. He first gives an example of the thing he just taught you, then he allows you to have experience. If you listened well to the example, you will know how to make it in the experience. Hallelujah. So the first thing Solomon asked for was wisdom. If you're going to build a tower, first sit down and count the cost. Plan. See what I have that is an advantage. See what I have that I need to work on. Plan. Many people want to marry and they're not even ready to marry. They're not prepared to marry. I'm going to be talking to the women manners on next Sunday. Most women spend the beginning of their years praying for a husband, and they spend the remaining years praying for peace when they meet the man. Those of you know what I'm talking about. Your mother was like that, Abby. It's only mothers you see most times in prayer houses. And what are they praying about? My husband. Either he's wicked, or he's cheating, or he's not even around. He's missing in action. So they spend their beginning years praying for a man. They spend the remaining years praying for peace. You can avert all those stress. What it takes to attract a man is different from what it takes to keep a man. Most people don't know. Look, the game changes. From the day the man says, I do, the game has changed. Most women want to continue the same training. The game has changed. From the day he says, I do, what is expected of you is different. I have a message I preached. It's titled, Your Girlfriend is Not Your Wife. You need to go and get that CD. Some girls want to remain girlfriend. Wife is different. I'll teach that on Sunday in the evening next week. Praise God. Priority. Let's see a scripture. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24, verse 27. Look at it. It says, prepare thy walk without and make it fit for thyself where? In the field. He said, afterwards, do what? Build your house. What are they saying there? They are saying, first build your purpose or build your career or build your life's work before you start enjoying pleasure, before you build your house. They differentiated your workplace and your house. What are they trying to say? Your house is a place of comfort. Your house is a place of rest. He said, build your place of work first before you build your place of rest. Many people invest more in their place of comfort and their place of rest. It's only in Africa you see somebody that doesn't have a job. He has BlackBerry phone. Expensive one. And he has no work. And it will, you know what? Another person will say, you need capital. You are carrying capital. Some people are driving capital. And they say they're looking for capital. Many, many failures don't have a sense of priority. They are committed, but only that they are committed to the wrong things. Make it fit for yourself in the field. That means prepare the place of your work. Invest in your career or your business before you start building your house. I've seen people that claim that they don't have a good income, they don't have a good business, but they have a flat screen TV at home. You're building your house instead of building your work. I watch some people that say, oh, you know, once you start making money, the first thing you need to do is to buy a house or build a house. That's not a bad idea, but you need to be careful. If your work is not strong, that house you build, you will still sell it. Any house you are buying, it means somebody has done what? He's selling it. And anybody selling their house, they're not selling it because they are good at selling. They're selling it because they need money. So if you go and build the wrong thing, you will still sell the house. Build your career. Build your cash flow. Build the system that can keep you rich or keep money flowing to you before you start enjoying life. Many young people of our times, they don't have the ability to delay gratification. They want to enjoy everything. Listen, God has spread life for you. Don't try to eat everything in one day. You will get bored. You will get tired. Praise God. Allow, walk with God. Allow Him bring things into your life in seasons. To be impatient. You will not want to push everything together. By the time you are done, you'll be tired of life. All these guys that die of overdose and all, they are tired of life. Because most of them have got everything they want to get. Like, see, there's no use driving your best car today. Tomorrow is still there. So you can drive an okay one now. You drive a better one. You can. The way the Bible says is that the path of a just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Life should not be allowed to go backwards. When I see some old men sometimes, and you see, now that they're old, they don't have car, or now that they're old, they're driving, I don't believe in that though. Me, my life will get better and better as I get older. It's not that I'm even old that we drive dangerous cars. Already, I've told my wife the kind of car I want to drive. I've started checking them out. The one I want to drive for my 40th birthday. It's a bad car. I can tell you in advance now. So if you want to gossip me now, just start gossiping now because the car is going to be very bad. Life should not be allowed to go backwards. I see people that day. Look, if you jump up, you will come down. If you grow up, you will stay up. Stop setting goals that are not real goals. Your goal in life shouldn't be that I want to have a good car. Your goal in life should be that you should have a good job or a good source of income. Hey, you have a good source of income, trust me, eh? You can be changing your car every year if you want to. But you see, the failure sets wrong priorities. So a failure, what's your dream? I want a good car. How will you maintain it? And if you have a good car, are you going to drive that car forever? Won't you need to change the car at some point? So what I need is a good source of income. If I have a good source of income, I can change the car anytime. One of our pastors in church here, he said somebody, not a church member, somebody saw him somewhere and gave him a car. As a complete car, not that the tire is out. Full car, working. And give him. The person is a member of the church. Praise God. So what I'm saying is that a time will come, you'll be dashing out cars. So your goal can't be to get car. That can't be the goal. Praise God. Most women set a goal. I want to marry. That can't be the goal. I want to be a wife material. Because even after the wedding, the real game starts. So, it's like a fool saying, I want to play for Man U, I want to be a top player in the world. That way, when I play for Man U, I will play well. If you are not a top player and Man U hire you, how many of you know some players that everybody abuse? Even when they enter the field, you hook them, ooh. No, so you can be playing for Man U and be the worst player in the world. Am I correct? There's one player in Nigeria, I can't forget his name, Odinye. How many of you know, some of you are young, you might not know him. When the first time Nigeria was supposed to go for World Cup, the guy scored an own goal. We're almost going for walk-up for the first time. He now scored goal in our own post. He's a player. He's a scorer. Only that he scored in the wrong post. In the wrong post. Praise God. I'm not remember Escobar. They killed him now. You remember?
He's calling his post. You don't do that.
So I want to be a good player. It's different from how to play for Man U. You can play for Man U and be the worst player Man U has ever seen. Praise God. So be able to set your goals right. You know what I want? I want to have a good cash flow. I want to be intelligent and wise and see opportunities that will make me remain relevant. If I'm relevant, I will be rich. Your goal shouldn't be that you want to have plenty money. You can have plenty money and be confused. We have them a lot in Nigeria. Money means road. Plenty money and they are confused. Praise God. Be able to set your priority right. Solomon asked for wisdom. Like I said, as a woman, your prayer is not, oh God, give me a husband. There are many women that have prayed that prayer, they got the husband and the husband left. Do you understand? He ran, he carried his bag one day. So what you need to be saying is that God, help me become a good wife. That's a better prayer. So that God will start telling you, okay, lessons. So God will now start speaking to you, either through people or through books or through any format you can hear. Lessons on being a good wife. Number one, you talk too much. This you're talking too much. And it was like, number two, do you know how to cook? Because the husband I'm going to bring to you, he won't be eating noodles. Women need to understand. Noodles, cornflakes, bread, egg. What again? What? Golden Mon, rice. All these things are under snacks. They are snacks. You have not started food. They are all listed under snacks. Praise God. Imagine you give me bread. That means you are preparing the main food dish. I'm just eating this one to wait for you. It's not the reason. Bread. How can bread be the food? So somebody's praying, give me a husband. And you are not ready to take care of your husband. There are single girls today that can't come to church on time. And you're praying for your husband. Really? You can't make it to church on time? You can't wake up on time to come to church? So when you have a husband, you have children, you have to get all of them ready for church and still come on time. You're not ready. You're lazy. Praise God. A sense of priority. Failures don't have a sense of priority. They spend money on the wrong things. I've shared it many times. All the while we're paying for this property, paying for this tent. And by the way, some people might not even know the prices. So please permit me to say the prices again in case some of the people don't know. This land we're on now, we bought it 90 million. The tent we're in now, we bought it 70 million. That's buying and clearing from the port. Cost 70 million. The next land to the road, we're paying for it already, is 200 million. We've paid 150 million. It's 200. Because some people don't know the figures. They just think we just know. Let me tell you the figures. Do you understand? The land we're in is how much? I can't hear you. Is how much? The tent we are in is how much? The land next door we are buying is how much? How much have we paid? Good. Praise God. I'm saying that for a reason. I'm saying that for a reason. Because I suppose some people don't even know. All the while we were paying all these millions, I didn't have a car. That's close to 400 million or more. That we're not counting things like air conditioning. Of course, this air conditioning, they didn't dash us. We paid for it. The generator outside is about 7 or 8 million. So I'm not counting all those other things. Speak out. Many other things going on that can't be counted. Praise God. You know, all that time I didn't have a car. As me and my wife, nobody. There was no car in my house. Me and my wife, no car. We walked to the office. Sometimes I walked to church, especially when we're in Jambes. How many business people will spend 400 million investing in something that will benefit their business and not have bought a plane? They will buy a car that. Have a sense of priority. Look, good things don't finish in the market. Don't let anybody pressure you that this phone, if you don't buy it now, you die in a lie. They'll bring a new model. All the while, when iPad 2 came out and people were using their money to buy it, I said it in church here that we buy iPad 3. They had not even brought iPad 3 out then. People thought, I even wrote it on my Facebook page. People say, is iPad 3 out? Yes. For those of us that know the trade, it's out. iPad 4 is already out. iPad X. iPad X Pro. Because they will bring it out. You don't understand? That's their job. Some people sit there every day thinking about a new iPad to bring out. So if your job is to buy anything new, you are in trouble. Because they will always have something new for you to buy.
So if you can't buy it now, don't squeeze yourself to buy it now. Wait, the new model is coming. Relax. Your life is not to enjoy good things. That's not the purpose of life. Have a purpose. Then as you have a purpose, you will enjoy things. That one is the byproduct. It's a side issue. But many young people, their pursuit every day is about getting things. I want LCD. That's your goal as a young man. Your mates are the ones producing the LCD. Somebody's vision is to, if somebody's vision is to produce LCD, then that can be his goal. He will have many. I usually use Kosaris as an example. Kosaris is the guy that sells brand new BMWs and brand new Range Rover in Nigeria. His goal can be to have BMW. He sells it. He's on a different level from you. That is your goal. Priority. I want to wear so and so shoe. Clothes. Things that have no eternal value. Praise God. Set your priorities right. Make the right kind of commitment. The second principle I'll deal with. I've talked about priority. The second one is the principle of price. Failures don't like to pay the price. Friends, if you are going to get the prize, then you must pay the price. There's always a price for the prize. Don't be afraid to pay the price. Don't be afraid. Look, good things will cost you some inconvenience to get. If you are going to get some results in your life, listen, some people are too committed to sleep. Do you understand? Some people are committed to, hear a video. I don't play with my afternoon sleep. That's a failure talking. I don't play with my lunch. Commitments that have nothing to do with the game. If you do what you don't like long enough, you will get to a stage of life where you can now start doing the things you like. But if you start from beginning to live for pleasure, you will never go far. The Bible says, he that loves wine and oil, say he shall not be rich. I hear failures make commitments. I can never eat without a soft drink. Funny commitments. I can never enter public transport. If that's what you can afford now, start from there. I suppose, why did you come to church this Sunday? He said, I didn't have anything to wear. Wear what you wore last Sunday. I can't wear the same. See the accounts. I can't wear the same thing I wore last Sunday. Who is looking at you? I don't even know what I wore last Sunday. How am I going to know what you wore last Sunday? Busy people don't have time. It's only jobless people that will know what you wore. I don't even know what I wore. That's the honest truth. Sometimes I always ask myself, hey, hope I'm not repeating the same thing. People in church will say, I don't have clothes. I'm saying, I don't even remember what I wore last Sunday. How on earth am I going to remember what you wore? Priorities are always wrong. See, people are talking about me. Really? See the way that guy looked at me. Go and get a life. Don't be moved by what people are saying. If you succeed, people will talk. If you don't succeed, people will still talk. So at least succeed. Give yourself that gift. Be willing to pay the price. I'll end by reading this scripture. Proverbs 26 verse 14. Failures don't like to pay the price. They don't like to pay the price. Many people think that everybody doing something, they are doing it conveniently. No. There are many people doing things as a sacrifice. The principle for financial blessing in the kingdom of God is the principle of giving and receiving. Simple. It's there in the Bible. It's not something that a man coined out. It's right there. If you read the book, it's there. Your guarantee, your financial blessing has to do with your tithing, your giving, and some other principles. But giving and receiving is a major part of it. Some people think you only give when it's convenient. When you have plenty, then the loose change left, you give. No. That's not what we saw in the Bible. There are people in the Bible that gave their all. When we say widow's mite, some people think that means loose change. No. Widow's mite means the widow gave all. So widow's mite doesn't mean she gave change. Widow's mite means she gave her all. So for some of you here, your widow's mite can be 10 million naira. So there are people that did things because it wasn't convenient. Failures don't like to pay the price. They don't like anything that will inconvenience them. They want to live a life of convenience, and it never happens. Look at the scripture. Proverbs 26:14. He said, as the door turneth upon his hinges, so doeth what? The slothful upon what? His bed. He's committed to sleep. The time you are using to sleep is the time other people are using to create a great future. Be willing to pay the price. How many books have you read on your chosen field? How have you improved yourself in any shape or form? I'm going to do a teaching soon on breaking financial hardship. And I've said this so many times. One of the things I'm going to differentiate is the difference between a job and work. A job and work are different. A job is what somebody has to give you. Work is something you can develop right where you are. If you can improve yourself. Too many people are lazy. They are turning on their bed. Some of you might need to even set your whole mattress on fire. There was a time, the early days of my ministry, I used to sleep on the ground. I had a bed. But I said, this bed, your plans for me are plans of evil. That's the honest truth. But that's one of the major killers of young people. Sleep. Sleep. I'm tired. He has not gone to work. He's tired from waking up. As you wake him from sleep, he says, I'm tired. What did you have job in sleeping? You are tired from sleep. So those early days, I will have matrasso, but we put wrapper on the ground and lie there and read and pray, because if I stay on the bed, I will sleep. Nothing just happens. God is not partial to anybody. Anybody that's succeeding is paying a price that you might not be able to see. Stop waiting for luck. Stop waiting for luck. I had to sleep on the ground to pay the price. There were many years there was no food. I've shared this story many times here. We had to buy bone. I've told you before. You understand? Not that we bought meats and there was bone inside. As in, we bought bone. Not bone and meat. As in bone. There's a part of the market where they sell bone. Those guys were our customers. And luckily for us, or blessedly for us, we had a dog. So many people thought that the bone we're buying was for the dog. They didn't know it was a human dog that was eating it. That was what we could afford. Can never forget when one of my pastor friends came to visit me and they served us food. It was eba and okra soup with two large pieces of bone. Because bone was all we had. So I told him, take your own bone. You know when I told some friends, he said, take your meat. I said, take your bone. By the time he looked at how hard the bone was, he said, no, it's okay. Me, I was happy. I said, that means today I'm eating what? Two bone, only me. I was very happy. Pay the price gladly. You see, the Bible said, Jesus Christ, for the joy that was set before him. Keep thinking about the future. It will make it easy for you to pay the price today. Think about the future. I've trekked long distance. What is trekking? You can make it. Don't call it trekking. Call it strolling. Change is the attitude that makes the difference. How many of you know rich people also drink Gary? Rich people drink Gary. It's the attitude that makes their own better. But poor man is drinking as if it's a punishment. Drink it with joy. Drink it with joy. Hallelujah. Even when we got married, and we had to go on TV. He said, I had to pay the price for my dreams. I knew that what I had to say, the world needed to hear it. So we had to go on TV. If you know anything about TV, you know that it costs millions to put anything on TV. We didn't have money at home. We didn't have money to eat. We didn't even have soap. That's when I knew that if you are using bar soap, if it remains, that last part that remains, that has the label on it, if you keep it, and you have five of it, if you join them, you have one soap again. That's what I knew. Then we finished that one. Then luckily or blessedly, my wife had some liquid soap she brought from her parents' house. When we got married, she had to dig it out. We started managing it. Then toothpaste. You know toothpaste now. That's why it's good. Bible says two are better than one. Going to space has reached where it's reached. It's better for one person to hold the brush on that person. The stronger one. I'm a stronger one. You start pressing it from behind. So that any small one that had escaped before, you bring it, you hold the toothbrush, two of them. I push and push. I was gymming. Bring out every dime. And after we finish squeezing it, you now take razor blade, scissors, and do what? Cut it into. And you manage it, oh. Even if you scrape it and keep it well, you just can. You manage this, it will last us 2 or 3 more days. And by the way, that time my wife didn't come from a poor background. So because there's some girls that like their hand is bent like this now. I cannot suffer. What you should look out for in a man is whether he has a vision and whether he's willing to pay the price. He might not be rich today, but if he has a vision, he will be rich tomorrow. Many girls want to eat finished products. Some of those guys, they might not look like it, but just see whether he has a genuine vision. Is he serious about the vision? If he is, marry him. He will make it. Especially with your help. That's why you're called the helper. Praise God. Pay the price. Many young guys today don't want to pay the price. I went to preach in New York, like I told you. Oh, they took care of us. They flew us business class to and fro. They kept us in a very good hotel. Took care of us well. But I didn't start ministry like that. One time I went to preach in Esauke. Esauke is one school in the bush. They didn't have hostel. You just build any house. Most of the houses didn't have toilets. So everybody in the whole school uses bush. Everybody. Everybody. Plus guest minister from Lagos like me. Bush. And if anybody see in the bush, there's only one thing you're doing there. You're not a hunter. So if you're in the bush, all of us know what you're doing. You came to do. So after I came the first day, I preached powerfully in the evening. By next morning, some of the people that were in the program saw me in the bush. Say, Pastor, how are you? I said, I'm fine. Don't greet. Don't too much greeting. We're in the bush. Don't greet too much. In the bush, don't greet too much. We move quickly. So today, they can invite me somewhere. They're flying me business class. They're putting me in a big hotel. I didn't start like that. Be ready to pay your own price. You see, like Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured. Can we show that scripture as we close? Let's show that scripture as we close. For the joy that was set before him. You see, that's why, you see, when you are blessed, after paying the price, there's nothing you're afraid to do because you've paid the price. You can now eat the price. Do you understand? If I fly a plane now, somebody can be angry, but I won't be angry because he didn't know me when I was suffering. He wasn't angry when I was suffering. He's just angry now when I'm getting the benefits of my job. So I will not listen to him. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, say, who for the joy that was set before him, he did what? He endured the cross. It was you. He was seeing us. He was seeing us coming to the kingdom. He was seeing us being saved from going to hell. He was seeing all those things. Say, for that joy of having many brethren like us, for that joy set before him, that was the only way he could endure the cross. He could despise the shame because he was beaten like an arm robber. He was stripped naked. Say, he despised the shame and he sat down today at the right hand of God. It was for that joy. So, your motivation for paying the price should be the joy you are seeing ahead of you. Have you been blessed this morning?
We know you've been blessed by this message. For more informational counseling, please call us on 01-8181-782, 080-2835-6363, or email us at davidschristiancenter1@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.davidschristianchurch.org. God bless you.